theology and headed down to London, the alternative being Lampeter St David's in the middle of Wales, where research told me that the sun only came out for 30 minutes every other June and pubs were open only on Mondays. These were heady days, when governments paid students to go to college, and unlike the poor mites of today, who will go to their grave still paying for their education, I got a grant, a nice fat cheque for £600, at the beginning of each term. It was supposed to last 10 weeks and cover all sorts of important things such as rent and textbooks, but instead it lasted about 10 days, as I spent it with wild abandon in the Indian restaurants and steakhouses of South London and the Turkish Ocakbashi and Cypriot pastry shops of Green Lanes. The Great Salami, hereafter to be called TGS, as I am lazy, had also moved south and was making pots of cash. He was happy to share the love and would take me out for meals. Not just any meals, but meals at places I had read about in food guides. Meals at the restaurants dragging London kicking and screaming from the moribund food scene that had engulfed it since post-war rationing to being among the best places to eat on earth. TGS is a man of extraordinary generosity, even though that generosity obviously comes at the cost of our never trying to usurp his primary position in the Majumdar hierarchy. On my 21st birthday, my parents